It is April Fool's Day, and you're probably going to get Rickrolled if you haven't been already, Rachel Martin. For those of you who haven't experienced it yet, okay, you're reading an email from your friend, and he's telling you he found something really hilarious. Like maybe a picture of Amy Winehouse falling down some stairs. And so you go ahead and you click on the link, and then.
Your heart's been aching.
Your trench coat, your double-breasted blue blazer, your uncomfortably high chino pants. You've been Rickrolled. That song was a number one hit worldwide 20 years ago when that howdy-doody-faced Rick Astley, he's a big star back when Aiken and Zonde were just in preschool. Rickrolling, really can't explain it. It just is.
It.
It's just the widest reaching internet prank out there right now. It is harmless and hilarious. It's not the only one. But before there was Rick Rolling, there was Duck Rolling. Before that, there was Goatsy, which is disgusting. Here to talk about all this internet mischief is Tim Huang. He's a Harvard student organizing RaffleCon, an internet humor convention, later on this month. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Let's start with Rick Rolling. You're the internet humor expert. What is so effective about Rick Rolling?
I don't know. I think it's because, well, Rick Astley is kind of this sort of pop culture zombie, right? He had this song in the late 80s, and it was really popular, and then he just kind of disappeared, and no one kind of heard anything from him since. And then, you know, now we're talking about a decade later, you're trying to get to an important document online or something, and you just see this guy doing crazy dance and doing backflips and stuff.
When was the first time you were Rickrolled?
Oh, I got Rickrolled probably about a year or so ago. I was just trying to get to something, and my friend sent me a link, and it was Rick Astley. And I don't know, it's weird because I actually didn't know about the joke to begin with, so I assumed he had just made a mistake. And I think he Rickrolled me two or three times after that.
Everyone remembers their first time, Tim.
What was going on? Yeah, everybody remembers their first time.
I know this is a little bit of a difficult question, sort of a philosophical question, but what's so funny?
I don't know. I think it's just sort of the expectation of it. What's really funny is, though, that sort of a lot of kids that Rickroll now don't have any memory of sort of Rick Astley back in the day. And so I think it's great that just millions of kids are using this. And that's partially what's so funny about it.
Now, this game of somebody giving a fake link, it has some precedent. There was Duck Rolling, where you ended up on a non sequitur link of a duck just on wheels.
Right.
And then there was the Goatsy, which for decency's sake will say you were taken to a shocking image of a human body part. All right, we talked about what made Rickrolling so funny. The other one's just kind of disturbing, don't you think?
Yeah, I think disturbing is probably the right word for it. I mean, with Goatsy, I guess it's part of the spectacle of the thing, right? You really want to be there when the person is seeing it. To the extent that there's all these sites online of sort of people taking pictures of their friends and showing them Goatsy.
And then posting those pictures online so
yeah,
that everybody can see their embarrassment?
It's like thousands and thousands of people looking really shocked or disgusted. It's really great.
I like the way you add, and it's really great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. But with Rickrolling, it's kind of this sort of private shame, right? You're sitting alone in your room, and you realize that you can't get to anything because all of the links are Rick Astley doing his dance.
It's only shameful if you know all the words and you sing along.
And you do the little dance along with it.
Well, like, people really get into it. You know, Rick Astley is kind of this nerd anthem that's sort of come out of nowhere in the last few months.
Can I do anything to prevent being Rickrolled? Are there any telltale signs?
It's tough. Sometimes you just got to judge it. I mean, there's a lot of links. You just got to be aware of what looks important. Hmm. But it's tough, too, because it might just actually be important and just be in big trouble.
Right. We're talking to Tim Huang. He's a Harvard student organizing RaffleCon, as in Roll on the Floor, LaughingCon, an internet humor convention later this month. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But there are different ways to raise trouble on the internet, and some are a little more political than others. There was this decoding of a certain kind of encryption that made its way around. Tell us what happened with Blu-ray.
Sure, definitely. So there was a group of hackers, actually, who uncovered the encryption code for Blu-ray discs. That's sort of the high-definition video that came out recently. And they started an online campaign to sort of publicize this code. So they had people post it everywhere on Dig.com and everything. So for a 48-hour period, everything on Dig.com and Reddit.com and sort of all these other news sites were all just this code over and over and over again. But, I mean, the funny thing is that people who got involved, sometimes they didn't even know what the code was all about. They just thought it was really funny that they would be able to sort of swamp these news sites. So I don't know, I think it's really interesting because we're starting to see, I don't know, Sir Wecky has this term, the wisdom of crowds, but I think we're kind of seeing the sort of exuberance of crowds where, you know, people might not even know what they're getting themselves involved in, but they just kind of like the momentum of it all.
And quite often now, these pranks, they're not just staying on the interwebs. They're translating into terrestrial shenanigans, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this thing is getting bigger and bigger. I think the next few years are going to just see it really explode. In England, for example, there's a practice now of coordinating through the internet a series of zombie walks where hundreds and hundreds of people will dress up like zombies, and they'll just show up on street corners everywhere, you know, thirsting for brains and whatnot. And another group in New York, Improv Everywhere, has done a number of awesome projects. My favorite one is they got hundreds of people to descend on a Best Buy in employee uniforms and ask people for help. And the entire store was just filled with hundreds and hundreds of Best Buy employee lookalikes. And they'd actually sent the police in, but they couldn't figure out who is who. So I think it's definitely a growing phenomenon.
Yeah, we had one of the guys from Improv Anywhere on here when they had go on the subway without your pants on day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about RaffleCon. What's going to happen there?
Sure. So RaffleCon was inspired by sort of these projects. We got to thinking, so it's interesting that the internet's kind of manifesting itself now. So we got to thinking, what would happen if we brought, you know, the entire internet to one place for one or 2 days? And so we've been going through the process of trying to get all these various internet celebrities and people behind various internet pranks to come. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger. So it's going to be in a few weeks, actually, April 25th and 26th.
And I'm checking out your guest list. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Tell people who are coming.
Yeah,
some of the bigger names.
We're excited about. I mean, we have the people who created Homestar Runner, Brad Neely, who did a number of cartoons that were really, really popular online. Dinosaur Comics, it's also another sort of famous webcomic, and even sort of some other internet meme people like Tron Guy and Leroy Jenkins.
Guys from Jib Jab, the guys from Stuff White People Like.
Yeah, he's actually going to be giving a talk about Stuff White People Like.
Rocket Boom, Chuck Norris Facts. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good event.
Yeah, it should be a great time. We're definitely looking forward to it.
All right, is it okay if we send one of our guys up there to crash?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Tim Huang is organizing RaffleCon next month in Cambridge. Actually, this month now we're in April. It's April 1st in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Tim, we thank you for your wisdom.
Thank you.
For your Astley knowledge, your vast Astley knowledge.
Astley with a T. Next on the show, it's New Music Tuesday. Friend of the BPP, Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine, is here.
Hi, Lizzie.
She's over there. We see her through the glass. We're going to talk about new releases from Kylie Minogue and R.E.M. Very exciting. You know, my initials are R.E.M.
It's true.
Ellen?
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. Don't go anywhere. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Rick Astley.